Welcome to Duo Chat with Brittany and Cynthia, where we talk about drama shows from shows ranging from the 90s to today.
Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Cynthia.
And today we're talking about Season 5, Episode 6, titled High Anxiety, air date November 14th, 2001, and the synopsis is...
Dawson goes to Boston to see a psychologist for his anxiety attacks, but instead of calling Joey right away, he decides to go party with Jack and his frat brothers. And then Jen decides to get back at Charlie for cheating on her by teaming up with the other girl, Nora, to get revenge. Meanwhile, Audrey's mother, Kay, arrives from California for a visit, and all she does is drive Audrey insane.
So it starts with Dawson at the doctor's office.
Yep. And the doctor is asking him.
I guess he's having
anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
And the doctor figures that this started after his dad passed, so he recommends him to a psychologist in Boston, of all places.
Apparently it's been 1 month since Mitch's death.
I didn't catch that, yeah.
Yeah, the doctor said it's been a month since your dad's death, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then what I found weird was that he called someone, so I don't know if it was a nurse or something, in, because he needed to see a therapist. And she just walks right in and says, 5 o'clock tomorrow. And I was like, that was fast.
Yeah.
Like, how did you call the therapist's office and get an appointment that fast? Like, it was right after the doctor said he needed an appointment. She walks in. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, and how would she even know that it's a good time for him?
I don't know. Yeah. It was just weird. I was like, it's not like it's in your own office that you can just quick check and put them down. It was just weird how as soon as the doctor stopped talking, she just walks in and says, "Hey, go 5 o'clock tomorrow." What? That does not happen. Come on now.
Yeah, because like a year ago when I tried to get to see a therapist, it took like a good at least few weeks to finally get in. So,
well, and that was my other thing too, was that was fast. 5 o'clock tomorrow. How many therapists are, have an opening tomorrow, unless it was in cancellation, but it just doesn't happen that fast. That's why I was like, what? I was so confused.
Right.
But yeah, that's what we learned in that little scene. And then Joey walks in her dorm room, and then Audrey's mom is coming to town, so Audrey's all, she's like
cleaning.
all panicking and cleaning and everything, worried about what her mom's gonna say.
Yeah.
And then Joey asks if Dawson called. Yeah.
And
And
Audrey said
obviously.
that if he did, she would have told her.
But then I think she said she would have probably forgot.
Yeah, that too.
And then Jen is in the boat with Pacey talking about Charlie.
Yep, because she doesn't have Jack to talk to.
I know. All of a sudden, we're going to throw Pacey and Jen a whole bunch of scenes together.
I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, I like them together as friends, but it's just like we haven't seen it in a long, long time.
Was the last time that they were together before the season was on the boat during that storm, probably?
Probably, yep.
Yeah, so now they're on a boat again. Thankfully, not in a storm.
Well, I was going to say, and luckily they are
docked.
Yep, they're docked. So they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. And then Jen finds that necklace, right?
Well, I think she did, or Pacey picked it up or something.
Yeah, because she was sitting down, and I think she like found it in between the cushions of the seat she was on. And she's like, "What's this?" And Pacey's like, "Long story," or something like that. And puts it in his pocket because he figures it was Danny's wife's necklace, Emily, when they were in the boat the other night.
Yeah. Well, And then it was weird because then it like goes to Dawson is at home just in an empty house, I guess.
Was like downstairs.
Yeah, he like walks downstairs and it's just like all empty. Nobody, like there's no Gail, no
Oh,
Lily.
I thought you meant furniture. I was like, if there was furniture in the house. Yeah, he was there alone.
Yeah.
I don't know where Gail was with Lily. Grocery shopping, I don't know. Could have been anywhere. The restaurant maybe. But we don't even know if they
They
opened the
even have the
restaurant back
restaurant.
up. Yeah.
Yeah. I threw it in there and, you know, it was kind of a pointless, scene, but I don't know, they threw it in there for some reason. Probably to
Was
waste
Dawson
time because the episode was so boring.
looking at the phone during the end of that scene?
I don't know. He was kind of just looking everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was like remembering his dad in the area, like where he would be sitting and watching TV and such, remembering. We just don't actually see him this time.
Right. If only we did. And then Pacey is at work eating.
Oh, what was he eating?
I don't know, whatever the food was. And then that Karen is her name. She was like, "You can't be eating this." And then he runs into Danny, and then Danny gives Pacey his paycheck, and then he wants to borrow the boat tonight.
Again, yeah.
And
And
then,
Pacey says he's throwing a party, so he can't.
Well, doesn't Pacey give back the necklace
Yeah.
too?
Yeah. And says,
Yeah, and
like,
I.
your wife left this in the boat that I found, or something like that.
Yeah, and then I was just like, apparently Pacey's throwing a party. I mean,
Yeah.
that's just out of the blue. And again, it's not even his boat to throw a party.
Yeah, and then Karen hears what he said and announces to the
Party.
whole restaurant, like, hey, Pacey's throwing a party. So then basically she just invited her and everybody in the place to his party.
When she doesn't even like Pacey.
Yeah.
Remember, he took her job from her. And then Dawson calls Joey, and Dawson said he's going to be in town this weekend. Joey asks if he, wanted to stay there in her dorm. And then he said no, he'll stay with Jack and Jen. I
Yeah, I knew she was hurt by that.
was like, way to go, Dawson.
I feel like he wouldn't even be allowed to be in her dorm anyways for overnight. Right? No.
What are you asking
No.
me for?
Well, you asked me questions I don't know the answers to. Because we know that Audrey has guys over, but they're other students, so I don't know. I'm just thinking about that.
Know. Dawson can just say he's a student.
Yeah.
Doesn't he want to be a student? Remember
Yeah,
when he
seems
was
like
going to
it.
drop out of college and go to college either at Jen's or Joey's college, one or the other? So yeah. That happened. I was like, oh, there you go, Dawson. And then Dawson is in therapy. And what was he playing with?
I don't even know.
It wasn't the answering machine. It sounded like the little
Oh,
buzz thing for
yeah.
like.
To call the therapist out that he's out there waiting for them, which I didn't expect that to be in the waiting room, but yeah. Like a little intercom thing, but he kept, it was kind of annoying me because he kept pressing the button over and over again. But nobody showed up, so he just left. So,
Well, it was just he didn't give enough time. He like
yeah,
sat
that
and then
too.
got up because he didn't want to go to therapy.
Yeah.
He thinks
He
he's
just,
fine.
yeah, he's making an excuse like, oh, they're not showing up, so I should just leave now.
And then Joey walks in and there's Audrey's mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like the jewelers is all I can think of.
Well, and then it was weird because like her mom asks Joey if she's ever modeled because she has like a great figure.
Yeah, small frame, she said.
And it's like, what?
Small frames. Yeah, that was weird.
And then she gives Audrey a hard time for not looking like Joey. And then she literally turned around and told her daughter, You've gained some pounds. It's like, what?
Right. Yeah, and gave the excuse of the freshman, like 15, I think it's supposed to be called. But yeah, that was
But
rude.
I couldn't with that mom, though. I was
I
like,
know.
that is so wrong.
Yeah, you can tell she's from California with all that beauty standards.
Yeah, I did not like the mom. And then, then she's calling her daughter fat. That's just horrible. Oh, and then isn't that where she asks Joey, like, how young
Oh
do
yeah,
I
like
look? Like, do I look like her sister or her mom?
yeah, and Joey said sister, but I think she was lying.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, in my head, I was like, mom.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, what do you think, mom or sister?
No, definitely mom, yeah.
I was like, unless you're, 20 years older than your sister, but like you look like her mom.
Yeah. And then isn't that when Audrey pulls Joey into the bathroom for a leak, talks to her about, joining them for the whole day so she can't be so she won't be alone with her mom.
But she was like, well, Dawson's supposed to call, and she goes, yeah, that's later tonight.
Yeah, and she said you have a cell phone, so it's not like she has to be by the phone in the dorm.
When did Joey get a cell phone?
I don't know. Well, I remember the first episodes where Dawson called her when she was on her jog and she answered her cell phone.
Well, because remember, Dawson got his cell phone from Jen and Jack.
Yeah.
So where'd she get hers from?
I don't know, Bess, maybe?
She
As a
doesn't,
present.
she didn't have enough money to pay for her college. You think she has enough money for a cell phone on top of that?
Maybe. I don't know. You never know. I mean, the B&B is supposed to be the best in the state, so you think she would be able to afford it.
You would think she'd be able to pay for that and college if it's the best in the state.
Yeah.
But yeah, remember, Casey said that that was the most people he's ever seen at the funeral. And it's like, yeah, you mean the whole group? Ooh. And that still throws me off. And then Dawson goes to see Jen and Jack. And then it was weird. He called Jen smoking.
Oh yeah, because she looked like she's kind of going to like a beach party or something because she was wearing the flower in her hair and everything.
Because he was like, where are you going? You look smoking. I was like, Dawson, like you, I don't think you've ever used those words.
Yeah. And then Jen was, well, Jen and Jack were kind of avoiding each other, even though they were all in the same area, talking to Dawson.
And then Jack was just trying to like turn his head like all dramatic. I'm like, oh my God. But then isn't this where Dawson says like, hey, would Grams mind if I, spent the
Stay here.
night?
Yeah, and Jen said, of course, he can always stay.
And then Jen goes to see Charlie.
Yep.
And then it was funny though, because like she like barges in his room and then he's like,
And
what?
looks around.
And he's like trying to like hide, like, no, like you, I'm not supposed to see you, blah, blah, blah. And then
Yeah,
she's like,
and
then
then
she
her
goes, I'm
sweater.
looking for my sweater. And he's like, well, it's not here.
Yep, and so she goes to the closet, but he stops her before she opens it.
But then Nora comes out anyway.
Yeah, and that seemed kind of stupid because you think that she would have stayed in there because she could hear them talking. And, he already saved it by, stopping Jen, but then she ruins it anyhow. So
Well, and
I don't know.
you really want to get in a fight with
Right.
Jen.
Another girl. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I can get in a fight with you, Charlie, but I'm gonna do it after, Jen. Like I'm not gonna, just open up the door like Nora did and was like, "Hi," and like Jen's right there, and it's like, what? Like, are you trying to pick a fight?
Yeah, they should have just had Jen walk in and say, "Oh, my sweater here. Can I get it really quick?" And just like go past him really quick and then try to open the door and seize her,
Yeah,
just
I don't know.
something simple as that.
I just didn't like that she walked out because I'm like, who's dumb enough to walk out?
Yeah.
And you can tell like Jen is mad, so it's like that would just make her more mad with you coming out. But then she's like, well, who are you? I'm his girlfriend. Who are you? I'm his girlfriend. It's like, oh gosh.
Then, when I was actually rewatching this scene earlier this morning, I realized the way that Jen was talking, like I'm his girlfriend. Like she was like acting. Like it was like a little play that they were doing. So what I think is that after she saw her the first time, she found her on campus somehow and like told her that like Charlie's cheating on you with me and vice versa. So they came up with that scheme, the whole thing.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because I just then I noticed the way Jen said that in the second time I watched, like just the way she said it, like it was like really acty. So she like wasn't surprised that Nora was there.
Well, she wasn't surprised. He was just making out there the night before.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, she knew she was going to be there at that exact time because they planned on it.
Well, apparently he's got days for every single one of them.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised because he was with Jen for, like, what, 3 days in a row? And he supposedly met them at the same time, too. So, yeah, enough time for Jen for, like, 3 days in a row to have sex with her. So, and then all of a sudden, he's spreading out the days.
Yeah, I can't see you for like till like Tuesday. It's like weird. I know.
Yeah.
That was just kind of like off too. Like, yeah, he spent all this time with Jen 24/7, it seemed like, and then now I can't see you.
Yeah.
And again, when do these people go to school?
I know.
I'm still trying to figure this out. And then Dawson. Also, Jack invites Dawson to the frat house.
Yep.
And then, of course, Dawson is drinking with Jack. I don't like it.
And do
Here's
I?
the thing. Dawson shouldn't be drinking. He can't hold his liquor either.
I know, like
Like, we
it's his
know
birthday
Joey
party.
can't. We know
Yeah.
Joey can't, but we definitely know Dawson can't. Like, he makes a scene when he's drinking. So.
Yep, with talking about everybody at the party and then singing the blues on stage.
Yeah, and telling everybody how horrible you are as a person. Yeah, Dawson, no alcohol for you.
Yeah, him and
So,
Joey, yeah.
as soon as I knew that, like, as soon as I saw him drinking, I was like, this is gonna be bad. And he wasn't drinking a little glass,
Right.
was drinking the whole thing. And then Joey is out to dinner with Audrey and her mom.
Yep.
And then it was weird because, like, her mom, like, Joey's was kind of quiet. And then Kay, the mom, was telling Audrey, like, your tone of your voice, like, all of a sudden now it's the tone of Audrey's voice. She said, the tone, it sounds like a California blonde. I was like, didn't she say she's from California?
Yeah, she is blonde.
But I was just like, that is so wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and all I know is like the whole time, like, I was just like, I think Audrey's mom hates Audrey.
Yeah, because like she was nice for a split second when she said that Audrey was a better actor than her. But then she's like, you have no focus. Because, you know, and she's telling Joey she's like all about boys and schools and whatever else. She's going back and forth too. Just completely talking down to her. And in public. So I was
And then
I was glad that Joey stuck up for her at the end and pulled her away to take her to the party so
yeah,
she
but
doesn't have to deal with
then
her mom anymore.
well, but then Joey calls Dawson, who doesn't answer.
Oh,
So
yeah.
Joey's at her dinner, and then Dawson's drinking, and he looks and sees his phone and doesn't answer it.
Yep. He's
I
having a
think
good
because he
time with the
knows. I think
boys.
because he knows too that Joey brings him down.
Yeah.
Like, has he had any fun with her yet this season? No.
No, not really, no.
Does he ever? No. So it's like you're better off where you're at. I mean, even though you're not, but you know. And then yeah, so then Jen and Nora confront Charlie. I knew you'd like this one. And then it was weird because, like, when he brings up, like, well, we never talked about commitment,
Right.
as in neither one of them should be saying that they're his girlfriend. And it's like, what?
I know.
But which one was it? Wasn't it Jen that said we have to take our relationship outside? And he never said it's not a relationship.
Right, yep.
Like, that could have been a very easy conversation, right? Of saying, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Like, this isn't a relationship. But he didn't. So it was like anyone else would have considered that a relationship too, especially when you were seeing each other day and night. And then, yeah, that's when he said that he met them the same night.
Yeah, I'm at the party, yeah.
Yeah, at the same, at the party. I was like, oh my God. Which is weird because when he met her, wasn't he talking about how, oh, so nice to meet you instead of all these other girls or whatever? Like someone who has like a personality or so, I don't know. But I was just like, so now you're kind of calling Nora whatever you were saying in that first episode. And then Audrey says she might, I don't know. What'd she say she was gonna join?
I don't know. Was that the party she's talking about it?
No, this was with her mom. Oh, she was gonna join the play.
Oh, right. Audition, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then we find out from her mom that she's been to six schools in 4 years.
Right.
And we found out that Audrey's mom bought her into college.
Yeah, with six figures.
Yep. I was like,
Yep.
here it is. Parent buying, which I honestly thought Joey would get mad because Joey couldn't afford college.
Right.
And she had the grades to get in. The fact that Audrey didn't have the grades to get in but had the money, it was like I thought Joey, of all people, would have turned on Audrey.
Maybe if she found out like way at the beginning of the year, maybe when they weren't really friends, they didn't know each other. So maybe now that she actually does care about her, maybe it doesn't bother her as much. Especially
Yeah,
now that she knows how her mom is.
but I still feel like Joey would care. So the fact that she doesn't, it kind of bothers me because I'm like, Joey's always been like that. So I just don't get why she, it just like brushed, she just brushed it off. And I'm like, what? This makes no sense for Joey. And also, I don't, so see, Audrey shouldn't be there. She shouldn't be on the show because she shouldn't be at the school. And then Jen and Nora. This is a good scene. This is where they make Charlie strip.
Oh, yeah.
Because Charlie said that they should have a threesome. And they went along with it. Just because they wanted him to strip so they could get payback.
Yep, and kick him out of his dorm room, lock him out. No clothes.
Yeah, but
What? You liked that? You liked seeing him like that?
what?
Naked, well, partly naked.
Okay, no. Okay, I'm laughing because there's an issue with this.
What?
The camera again.
What about it?
the camera was doing. The camera was doing so good all these seasons. And then I saw something and I went, this is more entertaining.
What?
He had like white underwear or
Oh,
something underneath because literally the camera,
the ratio.
when he threw the boxers or whatever he had, and then it panned to him or whatever. It literally, right at the bottom of the screen, was all white. Where he, and I was like, oh my God, he's got like white pants or something. I was just like, this is entertaining. I was like, then it took me out of the scene because like then I couldn't unsee it. I was like, oh my God, this is bad. I was like, the camera, then they're acting like he's naked and this is me. Like watching, I'm like, he's not naked though. Like I just saw it. Like he's not naked. Like, but yeah, because like the reaction is like, oh, and I'm like, girls, he's not naked. You both know that. Like, I just saw it.
Yeah, just because the ratio for the TV was different than it is now, you know, with streaming, everything's like widescreen, full screen, so more shown that was, you know, originally there.
Well, I saw it.
So I'm sure that wasn't on the TV when that aired originally.
No, but it was on my TV. And then it just took me out because you knew damn well he wasn't naked. I mean, you knew he wasn't to begin with,
Yeah.
but then you just notice that and you're like, this is just more fun, the fact that they're really trying it.
Yeah.
And it's not hitting me anywhere because it's not real.
Oh no, I see it.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I knew you would.
Like it's like the little teensiest bit, but yeah, you can see it.
Yeah, but I got a big TV, so I saw
Yeah, I'm
it.
just looking at my phone really quick. Yeah.
Yeah, see, you're looking on your phone and you can see it. So that's the. But yeah, I got the big TV and I went, whoa. It's like a whole bottom of my screen. So that was funny. You're like, oh, you like Chad naked. No, it was, I saw something else. The fact that he wasn't. I'm not gonna lie, though, when he took his shirt off, I was like, okay. You know who else likes him?
JC.
Yep. Oh,
Too bad she wasn't on this episode then.
yes. Oh, just so you guys know, she can't wait to come on and talk about it. So it was actually funny. And in my text with her, I said, well, Mitch isn't here. I said, but the good thing is Chad's on the screen. And then she said that she is excited about that part.
I
So,
bet.
yeah, but I don't know if she realizes that he plays a jerk.
Right, yeah.
But then again, in this scene, she would have loved that he was shirtless. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, then it just, I'm sorry, but that took me out of the scene though once I saw it.
Oh, what distracted me was that when he did take off his boxers, quote unquote, he threw it in his reptile's cage that was open, so it was like on the reptile.
Yeah, the yeah, was it a lizard? I
Yeah,
don't.
some type of lizard. I don't know which one, but yeah. And all of a sudden that's there because it wasn't there before that we've seen his room. But yeah, I was like, poor lizard.
Cynthia's all worried about the lizard. Oh my god. So then they kick him out. And then he's trying to cover that he's naked, and again, I'm just like, oh, but he's not.
Yeah, I think today when they do scenes like that, they just have the actor wear something kind of like nude color, like a skin color to match them.
Well, he
So
was
maybe,
wearing white.
yeah, so maybe if they had him wear something like that, it wouldn't have been so noticeable, but yeah.
Well, like you said, it probably wasn't noticeable 20 years ago.
Yeah, because it wasn't cut down that low, yeah.
But now we can see everything. And I but the show was doing so well with no issues, camera issues, and now here it
Yeah.
and now here it is. It was good. And then Audrey randomly is talking to Pacey at the party because now they're at the party. Joey invites them hurt themselves to the party.
Yeah,
Now,
and
how is it the whole group knew he had a party? I mean, who was he throwing the party for?
I don't know. I
I'm
thought maybe
confused.
it was a cover up just so Daniel wouldn't use the boat again, maybe. I don't know.
I know. I thought when he said that, I was like, oh, Pacey's just kidding, right? Then all of a sudden they're all going to the party, and I'm like, but I thought this really wasn't a party. I don't know.
I think he had to make it a party after, Karen invited herself and everybody at his workplace, so he had no choice really.
Well, and remember, Pacey hates parties, and he's like turned into the responsible one. So it was just weird that he's throwing a party and someone else's boat. Like, that would have been season one Pacey. That's not season five Pacey. So for me, it was out of character.
Yeah, and hopefully no one did any damage on the boat.
Yeah, that Pacey has to pay for now.
Yeah.
And then it was weird because Pacey said, speak of the Dawson. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was a good line.
And
Yeah, because
then,
he wasn't talking to Pacey or Joey.
Dawson. Oh my God. He was so excited to see Pacey. He was like, this is my oldest friend, Pacey Witter. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
When did you two become friends?
Yeah, again, yeah.
I mean, Dawson, come on now. And then Dawson, he had another funny line. He said, "Have no fear, Dawson's here."
Oh, I missed that one, yeah.
Oh my God, every time I was talking, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, he just fit in with the frat boys so easily, more than Jack, I feel like.
Well, I think all you gotta do is get Dawson full of liquor and he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, whatever, Dawson. And then he calls Joey while she's standing in front of
Oh,
him.
yeah. That was funny at the start, but then as he kept going, you know.
Yeah, his mouth. See, there's a problem. His mouth just runs and it doesn't stop. And then he literally says that. If Joey, if he would have gotten Joey's message, then he wouldn't have come to see her and his dad would still be alive.
Yeah.
What?
I know, he went from blaming himself to blaming Joey now, apparently, so.
Okay, but did you know at any point since his dad died that he was blaming Joey?
No, that was new information.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. You were blaming yourself, and I thought you were having a hard time because your dad died and you were blaming yourself, but now apparently you don't want to be around Joey because you're blaming her.
Yeah.
Maybe that, so I guess that's why he's being so weird with Joey is because he's blaming her. Because remember, isn't it too, like when you're drunk, you tell the truth?
Yeah,
Well,
supposedly,
there it is. He's really telling the truth when he blames her. I was like, dang.
yeah, I still feel like we're missing a chapter or something, how he got there, but maybe if he goes to therapy, he can figure that out. But yeah.
Yeah, but if only we get to see the therapy sessions. And then Casey wakes up Dawson on the boat. Like,
Yeah.
okay, Jack brought him there. He didn't take him home.
I guess not. That's really irresponsible of Jack.
Okay, well, what I thought was good was that Casey confronted Jack. Because he was like,
Oh, yeah.
when he saw Dawson drunk, he was like, "Why did you get him drunk?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, he just needed a little fun and just to, you know." And Pacey's like, "No, that's not what he needs." And I'm like, "Oh,
Yeah.
but see, this is what I mean, responsible Pacey." And I
Yep.
was like, "See, that's a problem. I feel like Pacey is not their age. Like, he's not acting their age. Like, Jack is partying and like this is great,
Yeah.
and Pacey's like, no parties."
Yeah, well, Pacey's the only one that's had like the responsibilities. Like he's lived alone after Gretchen left, and he had the yacht, you know, the yacht job. That's a big responsibility. He just kind of grew up a little bit faster than everybody else.
Well, and he kind of just went from house to house kind of at some point. You know,
Yeah.
he lived a little with Dawson, he lived a little with Doug, his parents, like just kind of
His
wherever
boat,
he
yeah.
could. Yeah. So it's not like he really ever had a home.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, Pacey is like so much older than the rest of them. Like he's definitely sometimes like their parent. It's funny.
Yeah.
But somebody in the group has to be responsible, right? It's just funny because like Pacey wasn't the responsible one season one, and now that's who he is. And now you just can't unsee
Right.
it, right? But I thought it was cute that he wakes up Dawson. And because think about it, he could have just left him. Because he had to go to work, and so he was
Yeah.
waking him up, but he could have just left him. And what was it that he gave him? Some kind of drink to.
Yeah, to help his hangover. I don't know what it
Yeah, well,
was.
Dawson didn't take it.
Right.
Dawson was like, ew, this is gross.
Yeah, I wonder if he regrets it later.
Well, I regret it's what he said, though. He wakes up and says, "I feel like I said something bad to Joey." Now, how would you even remember that?
Maybe
Like,
just a phone call while looking at her.
he was so drunk. How would he
Yeah.
even know that he did something bad to Joey?
I don't know, just I guess a feeling.
But he was drunk.
I know, but I don't know. Maybe just an instinct feeling.
And then Pacey. Yep. Can I just say, Pacey was looking good in this episode?
Yeah, I figured you'd say
Wait,
something.
wait, why are you rolling your eyes?
Nothing. I'm just trying to keep my eyes open. I'm really tired right now. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to the guys in the show, but yeah.
Yeah, and then he has to leave for work. So he leaves Dawson on the boat.
Yeah.
And then Audrey's mom finally is leaving.
I know, thank goodness.
Hope to never see her again on the show, right? And
Yeah.
then she says all this stuff because she loves Audrey.
Yeah, that was hard to believe.
I was like, nobody says those mean things if they love someone. What are you talking about? I was so thrown off. But then she just kept opening her mouth even more. And it was like, again, it was kicking Audrey again. And it was like, all right, I'm just tired of you. And then Dawson and Jen talk about Charlie at Graham's house. Now, where is Graham's?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering too, the last couple of
I thought she
episodes.
moved to Boston so she could be with the kids, basically.
Right, yeah.
We haven't seen her.
Yeah, unless she found a little community of older people to hang out with. I don't know. Because, like, you could explain that maybe one night she was at something for the church, but she can't be there every night, so.
Or maybe if she had like a little group of friends and they did something, but every night.
Right.
Well, and Graham's would be home by like 6 o'clock. You know Graham's. She's a early bird. And then Dawson said, I'm a lucky guy who's got some kick-ass friends. I was like, what?
Yeah, Dawson's just not really talking like he usually does.
This episode, definitely, Dawson is not talking like Dawson. I was like, what is going on here? He's literally saying everything the opposite. And then Pacey is at work, and then he sees the necklace on Karen. Then it all comes together.
Yep, so Danny's cheating on his wife with his employee.
Yep. And then does Danny come in or no after this? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But then after that, Dawson and Joey walk and he apologizes to her because he's leaving. And, you know, she just brushes it off again. Like he just blamed you for his dad's death and you're just gonna blow it off as if nothing happened. Whatever, Joey. And then he tells her the truth that this weekend he was supposed to see a shrink.
Right, yeah.
And then he goes on and on about how about kissing her and everything, and then it just like turned for me.
Yeah.
'Cause I was like, stop, you're not, you don't need to be together. We don't need to try this again.
Right.
So, I mean, it was another, for me, it was another boring episode. What'd you think?
Well, I like the part where Jen got revenge on Charlie.
So, what is your high and low of the show or this episode?
Yeah, like I said, getting revenge for Charlie cheating on her, Jen. And then the low would be when Dawson was talking to Joey, leaving her a message and basically said that he blames her for his dad's death. That was pretty low.
Yeah. So for my low, yeah, Dawson leaving the message. Because it's not Joey's fault. Because, like, here's the thing, like, you chose to go to Boston to see her. You chose to drop out of school to be with Joey. And that's why you went home to confront your parents. Like, it's not Joey's fault. It's your fault. I mean, I'm not saying it's his fault for his dad's death, but I'm just saying, like, these were all your choices. This wasn't Joey's choice. Even though she wanted you to come visit, it's not her fault. None of this is. And as much as she drives me nuts this season, again, none of this is her fault. And so, yeah, that was low. And then for me, I actually had two highs.
All right.
My one was, yeah, yours, where Jen gets revenge on Charlie. And then my other one was Pacey and Dawson. Like, Pacey was not the drunk one. He was responsible and taking care of Dawson and also worrying about Dawson and yet, and you know, confronting Jack about it.
Yeah.
So for me, that was also a high. And then what would you rate it?
Like a seven.
7. That's high. I give it a 5 just for the revenge. Otherwise, to me, it was just still all boring. I mean, nothing really happened.
Right.
It was all slow moving still. And then who's your best and worst character?
My best is Pacey, just because he was looking out for Dawson when, nobody else was really paying attention.
You know,
He was drinking.
that's the second time you said Pacey.
Oh, yeah. And then the worst would be, well, besides for Danny, because he's a cheater, and Charlie as well. I would say Dawson, just because he went too far with that phone call, voicemail for Joey on her phone. What?
I thought you were gonna say Audrey's mom.
Yeah, well, she was pretty bad. I just think of like the main characters first. I can't think of the secondary characters too much unless they're cheaters like Danny and
Charlie.
Charlie. Yeah.
Well, you know how I do mine. Is anyone worse than this one? Is anyone worse better than this?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That's actually not how I do it. But for me, the worst was Dawson. He should have been drinking, and then he left the voicemail.
Yeah.
And the problem is, he didn't just tell her to her face. He left it on a voicemail
Yeah.
that she can keep forever.
Yeah, so I kind of told her twice, yeah.
Yeah, so it's worse. And so yeah, and yeah, I know he regretted it and apologized, but it still doesn't make up for what you did. You shouldn't have said it.
Right.
So yeah, he was the worst for me. And then the best, and you know, plus he just was not himself this episode. And then the best was Pacey. I'm so excited that I get to finally say him again. I miss when I don't get to say he's the best. But yeah, I mean, he was looking out for everyone. And I was
Yeah.
happy that he didn't give the boat up to his boss.
Yeah, me too.
Because that his boss is irritating me.
Yeah, me too.
And yeah, so I'm interested for Pacey to see what he's going to do next, now that he knows his boss is sleeping with Karen.
Yeah, it's kind of parallel to when Joey found out that Gail was cheating on Mitch.
Yeah, so I just wonder what Pacey. Yeah, but see, like Pacey has to work with these two every day.
Yeah.
And
Well, yeah.
he looks up to Danny. So I just wonder what's going to happen out of this one.
But
So I'm interested with that.
Joey was close to Dawson's parents too at the time.
Yeah.
And with that, yeah.
So yeah, that, you know, yeah, and then he was looking out for Dawson, you know, so yeah, he's just one of those guys, you know. And you know, he was trying to like give Jen advice too with Charlie and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the next episode?
Episode 7, Text, Lies, and Videotape.
Oh my God, these titles.
Yeah, well, I'm nervous to find out what the videotape is.
Right?
But it could be anything at this point.
Yep. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yep, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Duo Chat. If you want to chime in with your opinion about the episode and the show we discussed, you can email us at duochatpodcast@gmail.com. And to keep up with updates about the podcast, you can follow us at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Duo Chat Podcast. And give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd really appreciate it.